Nigerians have been voting today in what many see as the most competitive election in decades. And in Africa's most populous country, many voters say they're heading to the polls with a sense of urgency to set the country on a better path after 8 tough years. But voting in some parts of Nigeria has not been smooth, and many people have had to brave long lines and even threats in order to cast their ballots. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu visited a polling station in Lagos. And we want to warn listeners, you're going to hear gunshots in this piece.
Polls are just opening in Nigeria. It's just gone 9 in the morning. I'm at a usually gridlocked, busy road that has given way to football games, pedestrian cyclists. Movement's restricted in Nigeria on election day, except for party agents and security. So it makes the day actually quite preciously serene and peaceful.
Baby!
One of the boys playing football or soccer whispered to me that he's voting for the APC when the game is over because he feels his candidate has the best track record.
I've been talking to people, a lot of young people, some of whom are voting for the very first time.
My name is Gloria Umar. For this election, I want to come out. I was about saying that, okay, I'm not going to come. I said, no, I must come. I must come and come and vote them out. That is why I am here today. And my vote is going to count by the special grace of God. Because the suffering is too much. Extremely too much. We cannot endure it any longer. You go to the market, things are expensive. We cannot buy anything. I have a shop. What I used to buy before in my shop is times 5 of when I got that shop. So I'm tired. That is why I had to come out to vote.
I've been talking to polling agents for the different parties. They said that the atmosphere here in a more affluent part of Lagos, in Ikoyi, is calmer. And they also feel a sense of confidence in the electoral process. And they feel that the vote will reflect what people actually have chosen.
Patience! Patience, please!
So we're at a polling unit in Akirile, in Surulere. A truckload of police just arrived, reinforcing the security that are here. People are spilling over with frustration here. They've been waiting for hours and hours. Some people arrived here at 7 a.m. It's now 2 in the afternoon, and they haven't been able to cast their ballot.
My name is Amaka. I'm a medical lab scientist. For a long period of time, majority of Nigerians have been suffering under leaders that probably we had elected or not. But now we want to cause the change that we want. So we are here to just exercise that right. It's our right to vote and be voted for.
Amaka eventually got to the front of the queue and was just about to cast her vote when gunmen suddenly arrived and scattered everything.
We've just kind of gathered ourselves. We had to run. Some boys came with guns. They started shooting.
Enough is enough in this country. Enough is enough. Where are the soldiers? Where are them guys?
Amaka.
Where are the soldiers?
We've just had to run from gunshots.
Yes.
You've been waiting to vote since 8 in the morning.
I know. I think they've taken one of the ballot boxes. So I just have to go. I can't stay here again. Where are the security? This has never happened. I'm surprised.
The ballot box was taken in the attack and election material was damaged. It wasn't exactly clear who the gunmen were, but it was clear they wanted to disrupt the vote and at this polling station. But even as I left, some people dusted themselves off and told me they were waiting to see if voting would restart, still determined to cast their vote. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
On tomorrow's program, the Biden administration has proposed a new rule that will make it harder to claim asylum in the U.S. It will presume that migrants are ineligible for asylum if they cross illegally and don't ask for protection in countries they pass through. We'll hear from Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat who represents parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. He's been a critic of how Republicans and members of his own party have dealt with immigration. He'll share his thoughts on the proposed rule and what the president needs to do to decrease the record number of migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. And we hope you'll join us for that conversation.